Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Europe Orient Documentary Film Festival in Tangier, Morocco. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Mehdi Bakar, who is presenting his film Blood on the Seine here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, first question, would you like to introduce your film to our listeners who may not be familiar with it yet?
Yeah. The film, it's Forgotten Massacre in the name in English. This film, it's about massacre happening in 17 October 1961 in Paris against the Algerian they go out to against a curfew, and the police kill around 400 people and they throw them to the scene. This is the main event in the film, but the film is focused exactly before this event, and after that, after the event.
Just to make sure that the people understand, there was a curfew at the time for Algerian people living in France, in the whole of France. Why was this curfew put in place?
The war in Algeria, it happened in Algeria, between France and Algerian there. And in Paris, the FLN, this movement tried to get money from Algerian living in France. Okay, the curfew is to stop the collect of money, because the worker, they finish late at 7 o'clock, so they cannot go out. So no money if there is a curfew. So the people go out around, for to make 30,000 Algerian go to Paris against this curfew. To break this curfew, so the police attacked them, and it was a massacre.
And we should say that the protest was a peaceful protest, which makes the events that happened afterwards seem all the more violent and brutal.
Yeah, the it was peaceful, and even the FLN movement, they make sure that all people don't have any weapon, knife or. Or even knife, they make sure that no one have knife or weapon.
You mentioned in your first answer that the title in English of your movie is Forgotten Massacre.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at the catalog and it's Blood.
Because the catalog, the name in Arabic, it's Dima al Nahar Sin, and they translate it in English. But the real title in English is Forgotten Massacre. Yeah, because it was forgotten.
And there you go. So my next question is, why was it forgotten?
There is a lot of reason for that. Because it was black, it was, something that French or France doesn't want to talk about. It's not in their interest to talk about massacre. There are 400 people killed and 200 people are, killed in the Seine, the river. So they boycott this event. They don't want to talk about it around 40 years.
In fact, I think what really you also illustrate in this movie is that the photos that were taken, the footage that were taken, the films that were made or that were going to be made about this event, the books that were going to be written, and just the way in which this information about the event was going to get out was stopped one way or another. Many photos were burnt, destroyed. Newspapers were not allowed to talk about it. I mean, that really shows in the movie.
This part, France don't want to talk about this event. So they try to stop everything related to this event. Newspaper, film, books, anything related to the massacre, they don't want to talk about it. They want to make this event. They want to remove this event from the history of France, because it's not good for them.
But then in your movie, you do use archive footage.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the rare archive footage that still exists and the photographs. How did you find them?
No, the there is independent photographer, and in the film we have interview with the one of the photographer during this event, George Eisenstark. So we get this photo from because this archive it was stopped before, but it was released 10 years or 15 years ago. You know, so now we have the archive available. But before, it was not available.
So, as I noticed in the credits that you're also the editor of the movie, when you work with this archive footage as the editor, do you feel even closer to the footage?
Yeah, of course. Before being a director, I edit a lot of film. So, in this film, during the shooting, I think for the editing. And if you saw, sometimes we film in the same places where the archive was taken, because we film in some position, and we get the same position of the archive. You know, there is the archive, and also, for example, the chair in the metro. We film the same chair. We have it in the archive, but we film it in the same position to make, you know, the position, you know, the transmission from the archive to the real photo smoothly. Yeah,
I remember the shot. It fades from color to black and white.
Yeah. This is we have this in the whole film from the beginning to the end.
And apart from these nice touches, you also have some really great contributions by a number of guests. Would you like to mention a few names just to give us an idea?
You know, in my opinion, the most difficult part of this film is not informations or archive, but in my opinion, because all these things we can find it. You know, if we look for it, we will find it. But in my opinion, the most important thing it's find someone he live or he was there. Because 1961, I think it's more than 50, around, 57 years. Mm-hmm. So it's too much, it's you know, it's difficult to find someone who was there. So this is the main part, the difficulty to find people was there, living in or participating in this event. And we have... photographer that he participated in and took photos for this event. We have policeman, police officer. He knows people that was there, and we have leader of FLN movement. So we have several, and we have also brother of one of the victims. So it's different point of view, and also different how it's. Testimonial,
yeah. That help us see the event from various points of view. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you. I think, as I told you after watching the movie, these stories are rarely seen, you know, on the side of the world that I've always lived in, but I think they need to be told. So thank you very much. Once again, I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called Forgotten Massacre, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.